Hi, this is Maticus from worldofmaticus.com, and this is your Twisted Nether Blogcast. But you already knew that, though, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. I know you knew that.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening.
Yeah.
Your heartbeat is music to my ears.
Happy New Year!
Thanks.
Oh, hey there, Bree. I was saying Happy New Year to our listeners, but I guess you get one too.
Gee, thanks.
I'm just joking. Anyway, Happy New Year to everyone, and welcome to episode 29 of the Twisted Nether Blogcast.
We are back in the new year with just as much useless information as we had in 2008. Hey, wait! Fim, what are you making me say here?
Since we had, so little useless information, we promised not to increase that by any significant margin.
Oh, that's okay then. Continue.
So, this is the episode for January 5th, 2009. We have the big ego in the house later, and the normal assortments of facts and figures. See you on the other side.
Hello, everyone. Kestrel here from Kestrel's Airy. Bree's at the blender, pouring yourself another pina colada. In the meantime, here's Fimless with this week's Twisted News.
Allow me to take care of the intruders, Lord. I will feed their entrails to the maggots.
So, kind of new news. what's been up? What you been doing?
Well, I've actually been able to play a little, amazingly, this week.
Oh my God.
I had a couple days. Yeah, no, really. Honestly. I was able to play for like two real days, this week after the new year. So I was on the priest. I did a bunch of, heroics, which was actually sweet. I got one night, we got a group together and we did like five heroics in a row, which I know for some people is not a big deal, but for me to actually have that amount of time to do it was, pretty significant. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And then we, the guild had started an OS run. That's, how do you say it? Obsidian Sanctum?
Obsidian Sanctum.
Yeah. They did a normal Obsidian Sanctum earlier in the week, and they had left, how do you say that boss's name? Saragon? The dragon.
Yeah.
Sar.
The boss.
Anyway, the main boss, the Sar with his walls of lava. And they hadn't finished him off, so we went in on Friday, and we decided to kill him, since that's all that was left in the instance.
Kill him.
We killed the ads or whatever. Huh?
Kill him.
Yeah, kill him. So, it was actually really fun, because it was my first time in there, and I didn't know anything about the strats or stuff like that, since we were going in just to try and finish him off. But it was really cool. Like, after I saw, like, how the fight goes, it's not so hard in the sense of, like, remembering how the fight goes. It's more like you need to have the DPS for it because it gets harder as the ads keep coming out and stuff like that. And you have to have, the people need to be coordinated with the walls, you know, with the wall of lava. Yeah.
Yep.
But, otherwise it was tons of fun and, I was happy to be around. But you know now, this is the irony. Okay? So my priest, right? So she became my main. I officially decided to make her my main and everything like that.
Of course.
Guess what we have too many of now?
Healers.
Priest. Yeah! Yeah. Everywhere you turn now, there's a healer in my guild. I mean, I think we're the only guild right now that has an overabundance of healers. So
we have too many tanks. And everybody's running their alt healers.
You know what? I feel like making a tank now. So that
there you go.
Because what's going on is that when I get on, I feel like doing instances. I feel like doing something. And like I've said many times, and you guys will hear it again in the interview, I don't like doing stuff on her solo. So when I get on her, I'm looking for a group. I'm looking forward to do something in a group. And, it's pretty depressing now when I get on and all the tanks are taken. I can't get a group because I don't have a tank. Drives me nuts. Yeah. So, I guess I'll have to roll a tank even though I don't really have any interest in tanking. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Got to get a pet tank.
You know, I wish I could have somebody that on my beck and call. My husband was a tank. I mean, he is a tank technically, but he's at work all the time. So if not, I would have a pet tank. But,
oh well. Yeah. Such is life.
Yeah.
I have a gorilla.
Oh yes, my gorilla. My gorilla is awesome. And so Bree hit 73. I've actually gotten some compliments from my guildmates about her tan. Woo-hoo. So I'm happy that people have actually actually noticed the tan.
I think they read your blog.
Yeah, that too. But whatever. They made it a point to tell me about the tan. Hey, whatever. I'll take whatever a compliment works. Where I can get it, you know?
Whatever works, man.
Yeah, whatever works. I love my gorilla. I love him to death. And I actually was able to get some quest time in on her, and I finally dinged 73, so I'm halfway to 74, mm-hmm. which is kind of nice. And I finally started on my professions on mm-hmm. Persephone. I started mining on Bree. I started doing the herb stuff. And so I started leveling my professions on Persephone, so her tailoring and her jewel crafting are finally going up. So it's pretty productive.
Well, that's good.
What about you?
Let's see. I've been starting late this whole week, pretty much, except for today when my guests were finally gone. Not that I wanted them to leave, but definitely crimping my WoW time.
But you were getting plenty of Rock Band
time.
Yes,
Rock Band 2 time. We had lots of Rock Band 2 time. We had 600,000 fans. That was pretty good. I think that's a lot. Yeah. I don't know. But I did today get the Druid to 74. We ran a few through, instances. Actually, we ran the same one as Jul Narub twice. Pretty quick, decent amount of XP. Got the two quests done for that, so that was good. And then ran around Burian Tundra, doing some of those quests, because we did Howling Fjord as our first area. So I actually dinged turning in one of the Dita quests. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. The priest is like just this close to 74.
Do it through the air. It's this close, people. Can you see it?
I did it.
Can you see how close?
I did the. I put my fingers up like this close. I had to do the sound of the voice though to make you know. So it's this close.
This close.
This. I don't even know how big an experience point is. So, let's see. If we have the bubble, if the bubble is about that big, then it's about that big. I don't know. So if you could see that, stop peeking at my office. Hey, get out my window. like really close. I was just about to finish up a couple more quests and ding when I was called away to work on my druid. So, so he'll be there momentarily. Probably after we record this, I'll go back and just do it. Still not really liking Shadow. I don't know why. I just don't.
Well, I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah. Well, I'm leaving him for now. I don't know. I have to figure it out. I may switch back. I was actually thinking of trying a full disc and see how that goes. Because disc seems to be the, like, survival type, you know, branch.
Yeah.
Where you can, like, take a lot of damage and still keep ticking. And that might be good for trying to kill some of the more elite, like, two-person or three-person mobs without having to have a group.
Yeah, my only thing with disc was that, yeah, you survive longer. It just takes a long time to kill things.
Well, maybe I'll do disc holy.
Well, if you're able to get down to, I don't know how far down
holy
Seer of Light is. I don't remember. But if you get Searing Light, Seer of Light, and you can go down the full disc tree, then you'll be able to at least get the extra smite. Which parks a lot.
Well, I can go all the way down disc if I want to. It just depends on how I want to spec.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, because that's in the holy.
Yeah.
So yeah. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed Shadow mainly for the AoE grinding I could do with Mindseer.
Yeah.
When I
so
was...
But that's later. When do you get that? I don't even know when you get that.
I think you get it 76.
Oh, well, see, that's...
Or 74. Yeah.
If it's 74, then I might stay, but...
Yeah, I'm not totally sure. Hold on, I'll check for you. While we are...
While I talk? Moment, please. Okay, you talk.
Yeah.
You look, I'll talk. Something
okay.
like that.
You go.
I must be tired. So anyway, yeah, other than that, I haven't been doing much, especially on film, just doing the cooking dailies. I have every cooking recipe now that you can buy with the awards, whether I was going to make them or not. I still have to work on fishing. Starting to kind of stockpile the awards. I'm not buying any Northrend herbs or whatever those are, North something. Spices, that's it. Because I want it, just in case they add more recipes sometime, I want to have some backlog of those.
You get a 75, by the way.
Ooh. Mm, I don't know if I can wait that long.
Yeah, you can. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I may just take the opportunity to try disc anyway, just because I have the time to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see. We had a disc priest in the guild that was like full disc that seemed to level real fast and enjoyed it. So I'm going to ask him what he did.
Our resident, our used to be, that's something we'll talk about now. Later in our topics,
no, later.
What's happened to all the bear tanks?
Yes, I don't know.
Yeah, because all our bear tanks have switched to other tunes.
Yeah, our guild leader is a bear tank, and he is going back to feral, I think, or he's staying feral or something. I don't know. We have many warriors that we like. All the other types of tanks have kind of gone to the wayside and.
Okay.
It's just
okay. We'll talk about that a little bit
later.
So
anyway,
because that's for the topic.
So now my normal WoW hours may commence. The only thing standing in my way are queues. They're back.
Oh my god, the queues.
They're killing me.
I had a queue for over 30 minutes.
Yeah, the other day it was horrible. Today I got on early, and the queue was 20 minutes. When I had been getting on at 11, though, it was just as bad. It didn't matter what time it was. I don't know. I think the problem was, if you remember, you know, they had the queues for a while, and then all of a sudden there were no queues. Just boom, they went away, which didn't make any sense. They should usually just shrink and then all of a sudden they'd be gone. I think what they did was they tried a little experiment on the live realms. And no one's talking about this, but I think they pumped up the number of people they were letting in. And then we were
the
all
conspiracy. Yeah.
Then if you remember, we were all hit by insane amounts of lag. Just constantly lag. Everything was lagging out. Instances were having issues, blah, blah, blah. I think that's because they increased the number of people that could be on the server at a time. To get rid of the queues. And that obviously caused other problems. So while I hate the queues, I hate lag more. So I guess we're just going to have to live with the queues until all of those people on winter break go back to their lives and leave us people with no lives to be able to log in without the queues.
Well, you know, like, what is it like almost like in those summer resort towns where you have like the year longers, the people that stay there, there are residents there. Yeah. And then you have the ones
seasonals,
that flock in for
the snowbirds.
The seasonals.
Snowbirds.
Yeah, the snowbirds and stuff. So we have to wait until the snowbirds go back.
Yes, go home,
and
snowbirds.
And so that way we can actually get to the, you know, be able to get to the beach without a line.
I mean,
right?
There's certain servers, there's absolutely no queues, but ours is unfortunately not one of them. And they have like five people that on them at any time.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, the servers that have no queues are like, there's nobody there.
Exactly.
I mean.
Yeah, that sounds good.
No, I don't think
deserted
so.
Island server. My son asked me today what a realm was.
Oh, really?
And I said, a realm? You mean a realm? I said, yeah, can you make your own realm? I said, it's a realm, and no, you can't do that. He's like, why not? I said, because that's like equivalent to a computer somewhere or a set of computers that they set up and they create them. He's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he was upset about the queue also, but Gave him time to...
Because he couldn't get in.
Yeah, it gave him time to now. Do his read. Well, this is his first day he's been able to play for 2 weeks. Because we didn't let him play at all while our guests were here. So, yeah, he was kind of upset. But it gave him a chance to do some reading for school.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
It was good.
Yeah. So, one of the things I wanted to bring up quick here is something about the podcast. One of our thoughts was to try, you know, when we first started this, we wanted to include a lot more blogging stuff. We had the blog tip of the week before. We've kind of run out of tips, I think. Although if you have some, please send us them because we can include them. But one thought we had was to include, because we both use WordPress, and a lot of people in the blogging community use WordPress self-hosted. So we think it probably would be beneficial to have a kind of weekly plugin review for WordPress. You know, some kind of plugin. Even better would be if, you know, people could send us in, hey, this is a plugin I like, you know, can you review this one? Whatever. That'd be awesome. Hopefully we can make that a regular thing. We don't have one for this week yet, but maybe next week. We could do that.
No, but I do like have it. A tip.
If you
for
think
this
that's week. A great idea, let us know.
Yeah, I do have a tip.
Oh, a tip. Tip is good.
Yes, I will extend the tip that we sort of touched on briefly when Hydra was here last week, and also an extension of that. When you're going to be setting up your site, it doesn't matter if it's for a blogger or using Blogger, if you're using WordPress from WordPress.com, if you're using a self-hosted or whatever. I beg you, all of you, please. There are certain things that should be on your site, besides an RSS feed, which is essential because you want your people to actually read your site. And don't depend on the RSS feed that comes with the application. Feed readers are a great way of making sure that your feed is separate from that, and if you move your site, it moves with you, so you don't have to worry about that. What I want is a category or a content search that if I'm looking for a specific post that I know that you've written, that I don't have to go physically backtracking through each of your posts until I find it. So like a category, a lot of people use categories, some people use tags, whatever. Have that available on your sidebar so people can look for it. An about page about you, and also a contact information, because you are developing a relationship with your readers, and often they want to be able to actually connect with you, but not necessarily just through your comments. So try and make it available so that they're able to contact you that way and to get to know you, and also so that they can find your content when it's not in the front page. And that's my tip.
Sounds good. I think Maticus had a post, I think it was him, about things you need on your blog, or maybe that was a post on BlogAzeroth.
It was one that Anna wrote that was inspired by one that Matt wrote in BlogAzeroth. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So I'll find that link and I'll put it in the show notes.
That'd be awesome.
It really helps out. It also makes it so that it's easier for your reader to find your content, because that's what they're there for. And if they really like your stuff, they're going to want to know more. So make it accessible for them to do that.
Well, I don't have anything useful, so I don't really have any categories.
Jeez, Finn.
My add-on one has like 5 posts.
Jeez.
Anyway, yeah, it's still a good idea. I don't think I do it well enough, but it's a good idea. So, anything else for the news?
No. 3.0.8 is in the PTR.
Yeah.
Stuff is coming out about that, but nothing major.
Yeah, I'm hoping, I'm kind of hoping it comes out soon. There was some stuff about decreased mats for enchanting that I just noticed today. Significant decreases in the mats required for enchanting in 3.08.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some big decreases, so that's good. Look forward to that, yeah. And there was some talk about quite a few BM hunters especially complaining about the nerf actually having tried it out in the PTR. So they're going to they are going to take a look, and I put little air quotes up that you didn't see. they're just going to take a look again, even though they're happy with the numbers, whatever. They're going to take a look at the situations, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, yeah. I'm sure it'll probably stay the way it is. And I have a feeling that it will come out within the next couple weeks.
Yeah, and then everybody knows about the circle. Well, anybody circle who's healing, a healer knows. Circle heating and the wild growth.
Yes.
So that nerf is coming to decimate priests everywhere.
Yes.
So, well, I mean, honestly, I don't use it that often, so yeah. I don't know. For me, it's not a big. I know for some other people it is, but me, it's not a huge deal right now.
I don't. I'm not spec'd for it, so don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yep, and next up is our blogger of the week.
Yes, we have, as I affectionately call her, Ego, also known as Vanya, because she was Ego first, and then she became Vanya when other bloggers, well, not other bloggers, but other writers started to write on her blog, so they became bloggers for her site. And she is from the Egotistical Priest, so I hope you really enjoy. It was a great time talking to her.
Yep, so enjoy.
Hi, this is Mairdred from Treebound Cat, and I'll be taking over for Bree while me and Fim bring you the Twisted Blog of the Week. Ow! 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 Bree, call him off. Pookie, no. Pookie, Pookie, no, 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 no. Pookie, no. Bree, call him off.
No contest. Arrogant little creatures. To challenge powers you do not yet understand.
So our Twisted Blog of this week is Vanya from the Egotistical Priest. Very excited if you haven't can tell. So the Egotistical Priest started at June 11th of 2007, and Ego, or Vanya, is a person that brings forth information in an organized, useful, and mildly entertaining fashion. And so we welcome her to the show. Welcome, Vanya.
Hi, it's great to be here.
See, now I'm going to have an issue because I've been reading your blog for a couple of years, since 07. And so I'm used to calling you
Ego. Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been reading you pretty much since you started. So I'm used to calling you, in my head, your Ego, but then you went to Vanya and when more of the bloggers, like you have more bloggers come onto your site, right?
Right, right. Yeah. I honestly, you can call me Ego or Vanya.
Okay, all right. So then that saves me. So she writes as Vanya on her site, but I'm going to be calling her Ego because that's what I know her by. So.
Yeah, you could call me Hey You if it made you feel better.
Oh, okay. I could do that too. Whatever. Yay. See, I'm privileged. All right.
Everyone else, you better use my name.
That's right. Or she'll smite you.
I will. I have a smite button and I have no idea how to use it.
Okay, so we'll start off with the generic easy questions first. And everybody may be wondering where Fim is. Fim, unfortunately, wasn't able to come onto the show today. He has guests from out of town, from actually international guests, and they're busy tying him to Rock Band, making him play. So he is missed, and he will be with us in spirit. So
yes, and he's going to miss a totally awesome show. I'm positive of it. He's going to be like, oh man, if only I hadn't been playing that guitar.
Yeah. So, well, again, like if he were here, he would say, we're going to start with the easy questions first and move forward from there. So I think I answered this one when I said that you started June 11th, but what inspired you to start Egotistical Priest?
Well, actually, my husband was showing me some posts on WoW Insider that he was reading, and he showed me a specific one by Big Red Kitty, who I'm sure everyone knows. And the post was, it was actually just really, really basic stuff, you know, training huntards how to be contributing members of society. Stuff like let your pet get aggro before you attack, you know, really, really simple stuff like that. And up till then, I didn't think I had anything that I could contribute to the blogging community. I mean, what do I know, right? So, after reading that, it sort of made me realize, yeah. But, you know, that made me realize that people did need posts by, you know, just regular people who'd figured out a couple of things, maybe. And so, maybe not everybody was looking for posts packed with theorycraft and bristling with numbers, because, yeah, I don't do those.
Okay, so then, what's the story behind the name? Because it's pretty impactful. I remember I was actually the first time I read your site, it was with a post talking about, mind you, the name of the site's Egotistical Priest, and the post was about entitlement. So it definitely like, struck me. So, what's the story behind your blog's name?
Well, the name actually already existed from millennia ago when I was an Aztec priestess.
Oh, really?
Which isn't really true. No, actually, I just wanted a blog with a catchy title and a persona, and that was the first thing I came up with. But I rejected it immediately because, well, egotistical isn't really easy to say, egotistical, and it's not really easy to spell, and I'm not really an egotistical person, and my husband actually said it didn't matter if I really was egotistical or not, it only mattered if I wrote that way. So, the name actually stuck by virtue of the oh-so-scientific, I-couldn't-find-a-better-name method.
Ah. Well, you know what? I think it does fit, so. But in a good way. Not in the it's just egotistical, like, oh, you're an ass way.
You know? Well, thank you very much. I do strive to, you know, ride that line and avoid falling off.
Oh, good, good. So, now, your site has actually undergone a couple of changes in the last year and a half. Because first you were the only blogger on it, and every once in a while you had a guest post or whatever. But then, when did your site change that you started including regular posts from the writers that you have now?
I'm not sure. It was sometime this past year. I've actually been trying to get people to write to my blog from day one. You know, I've been pestering my husband the whole time. And, you know, to be honest, I consider myself to be the least skilled player in our little group. So I've been, you know, trying to get them to contribute posts so that would make me look better. Mm-hmm. And that just seemed like a good idea.
So then who are they and what do they bring to the blog?
Well, every once in a while I had Ansu post. And Ansu is our resident tank. He's not a warrior. He's not a paladin. He's not a druid. He's not a death knight. He's a tank. He can tank on anything. And every once in a while, we do let him play something other than a tank, and he makes all the other DPSers cry bitter, bitter tears. So most of the time, we make him play a tank so that other people get the DPS.
Okay. And
Quain is actually my husband. He tends to post a lot of the really horrible puns, and he's actually the instigator behind most of my own really horrible attempts at hilarious posts. But in truth, he actually knows more about the game than anyone else that I know. He's like a walking Warcraft encyclopedia. He's got enough knowledge about theorycraft and lore and general in-game information to choke a magnetar. And Zasp is actually one of the regular bloggers. He blogs on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And he's actually the only person that we managed to attract to our group through the blog itself. He contacted us. He created a new character on an Alliance server with us. And we've basically been carving a path through the game ever since. Tell you what, that man knows more theorycraft than anyone I have ever met. I'm convinced that he talks it in his sleep.
Really?
If he doesn't dream numbers, I'm sure his parents are very worried. And, oh, right, there's that Hannalore person.
Oh.
I'm kidding. Hannah's has been great for the blog. Everyone looks forward to her Monday posts. I actually met Hannalore in an RP guild. We did a few RP story things together, and I invited her to join the Ego team after we left the server. She agreed and has been handily churning out some of the snarkiest, most hilarious ranting this side of the Pecos.
Ah.
Everyone loves her posts.
Yes, yes, they're very funny. Which one was the one that it was about that everything I've been bitching about came true? It was like the nightmare pug. And
you know, I talk to her in-game, and it's hilarious. She does not make this stuff up. I swear to you, she has these pugs, and I talk to her, and this really happens to her. I would have sworn that she made some of it up, but no. No, she knows these people.
Oh, wow. Poor Hannah.
Well, I'd say poor Hannalore, but she's not very nice to Vonya.
Oh, okay. Well, she always looks like she's about to get into a fight with that picture. That picture that goes on. If you ever see the picture of anybody, well, I'm sure many of you go to the site, but when you go to the site, Hannalore looks like she's about to get into a fist fight. Because they always put pictures of who's blogging, and, yeah, it's funny. So now, back to Vonya.
Okay.
So have you always been a healer in WoW?
No, not at all, actually. I have actually played every single class in the game, except for Death Knights, to level 30. I have abandoned more druids than most people have rolled classes. I love druids, they just don't love me back. And a hunter was my first serious tune, and a ret pally was my second. Bear in mind, that was back when saying that a paladin could actually heal an instance was a laughable suggestion.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess ever since I started to play the game seriously, you know, and actually care about how well I was doing. Yeah, I've been a healer ever since then.
All right, so then how did the healing bug hit?
This is actually kind of silly. We met, my husband and I have been duoing ever since we started playing the game. And we met Ansu. He was in a guild that we were in. And we happened to all be in Stranglethorn Vale, and we're like, hey, you know, we should group up and do some quests. And we were like, oh, yay, let's go do quests, hooray! So we killed a bunch of trolls together, and we're like, hey, this guy's actually pretty good. And he was like, hey, you guys are actually pretty good. And so we get done with Stranglethorn, and we've decided we want to try doing some instances, because we heard about those instance things, and those seem pretty cool, right? And the problem was, at the time, he was on his warrior, and I was on the paladin, and this was before paladins got the healing buff, and so I could barely heal us through questing, let alone through an instance. And my husband was on a warlock, and we sat down and we're like, all right, look, we want to play together, and we know we want an instance. So what are we going to do? And so we said, all right, well, we need a tank, we need a healer, and we need a DPSer. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to set this up so that we didn't have to have anyone else come. You know, if somebody else came, that'd be fine, but we could do three-man stuff.
Because you guys were elitists, and that's it. You just wanted your people.
Yeah, pretty much. That, and I'm really glad that I don't have Hanamore's posts. People can love her all they want, but I do not want those experiences that lead to those.
Yeah.
But so we decided that we'd play the best. You know, we'd have the best tank, the best DPSer, and the best healer. Mm-hmm. And so we had warrior, my priest, and then my husband rolled a rogue, and that was pretty much where I decided to be a priest. I wanted the best healer, and at that time it was unquestionably priests because all of the hybrid classes were okay healers, but not quite as good. And if we were going to three-man it, we needed to make sure we had the best.
Mm-hmm. So you rolled... Now, your original priest was a dwarf, right?
You know, I honestly can't remember if the first set of tunes we did was the dwarves or the night elves. I have leveled multiple priests to the level cap at the time that I played them.
One and that's enough. I've tried.
The fact that I didn't solo level them helped a lot.
Well, I would think so. I would think so then. Because solo leveling a priest, I know I keep QQing about it. People are going to get tired of me bitching about it.
Well, I feel the same way. I absolutely will not solo on my priest. We had to do the Sons of Hodir dailies to get the shoulder enchants.
Oh, yeah.
And every single day I was to my husband, I don't care what you're doing, stop it. You're going to come quest with me. We're going to get these done.
Well, it's a good thing that you could recruit somebody by force to help you.
Yes, well, you know, I married him for a reason, and that reason is to help me quest. There might have been one or two other things, yeah, but that was the primary.
But the primary reason is to
absolutely
to gear up your healer and help you quest.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
So that's
and he's doing a good job, you know. So I guess I'll keep him around.
So then you have your three. Now I know that your guild's relatively small, but your guild is mm-hmm. very tight-knit because you guys have very your groups are pretty set up, because every time I'm talking to you, you're like, I'm running a series of heroics. There's like, I'm going here and I'm going there and we're gonna go do this and we're gonna do that. So you guys have been playing together as a group for a long period of time already, right?
Yep. I would say that we met Ansu about 3 years ago, and about, gosh, over a year ago, we moved to Kirin Tor, and we're playing around there, and that's where we met most of the people that we're in guild with right now. And so we've actually known pretty much everybody in our guild and been a part of that guild, raiding with that guild for about a year now.
Okay. All right. So then, now, is WoW your first MMO?
No, ma'am, it is not. Ooh. I started out in EverQuest. I was an EverQuest newbie. And it's funny, because I started out in EverQuest as a healing shaman, and I made it all the way to level 50, which, you know, in EverQuest that was a huge accomplishment at the time, before the game decided that shaman really weren't intended to be endgame healers. At which point, I was seriously upset, because I just wasted 50 levels leveling a healer that we get to endgame, and I just can't keep up with the damage coming out.
Right.
And it's actually because of that that I will never ever complain about Blizzard buffing another healing class, because it is so frustrating to put so much time into a, you know, something that works out really, really well, and then all of a sudden at level 50 it's like, oops, just kidding. I know we told you you could do that, but you'd stop now.
Yeah.
And anyway, so after that I rerolled a Froglock, and she was Kevra Doomhopper. She was my gleeful warrior. She was always you know, running through and happily killing things and getting covered in blood. And my husband actually rolled a Froglock cleric to play with me, and his character's name was Hopsquash Doomhopper. And so we played that until EverQuest 2 and World of Warcraft came out, and we actually played EverQuest 2 for about 3 weeks, which I think was just about exactly long enough to get tired of the character generation, and that was pretty much it. We were like, all right, well, that was the fun part of this game. And so then we moved to WoW, and we haven't gotten tired of it yet.
Okay, so now, have you heard the rumors that the next hero class may be a healing hero class?
If it's not a Draenei, I don't care.
Well, I mean, the healing class, it would probably be, I guess, an erase like they did with the Death Knights, right?
It probably, you know. Hey, I'm just saying, you know, Blizzard, if you want me to play this new class, better be a Draenei. That's all I'm saying.
So then the Draenei have become officially your class. Like, that's what you want to play all the time now?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much.
Your race, I should say. Not your class.
Yeah, well, all of my characters that I've actually gotten past level 60 have been Draenei. So my shaman was a Draenei, my priest is a Draenei, my hunter is a Draenei. When I roll the Death Knight, it's probably going to be a Draenei. Well, I have a thing for tails. I like the Tauren too, what can I say?
It's okay. I mean, same thing. Everybody knows that I have a thing for dwarf chicks, and yeah, everything is a dwarf chick except for my priest, which actually is a Draenei.
So. Well, I'm actually waiting for them to come out with more hairstyles, because the only thing I miss from my dwarf is those pigtails.
Yeah.
Those long braids that spun in circles whenever she was casting a spell, that was fabulous, yes. And I really want that on my Draenei.
That is the best thing ever. And if I ever could get myself to create, I've toyed with the idea of having another priest just so that I can have a dwarf priest and have the pigtails, but I can't get them past like level 10. Then I start thinking about the grind by myself, and
you know, yeah. It's really sad because everyone really, every time I mention on my blog about how I hate leveling and soloing as my priest, everyone's like, oh, well, you know, it's really easy, you know, just do this, or, you know, if you spec shadow, it's really easy, or if you spec disc, it's really easy, and I'm like, yeah, but it's slow.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's impossible, and I'm not really saying even that it's hard, it's just slow. My other character is a hunter. Hunters aren't slow.
No, especially.
So if I want to kill something, I'm going to kill it fast.
Especially with the Gorilladin that I'm like, I'm grabbing like 4 or 5 mobs of the same level and just like DPSing them down.
I still don't have the mentality for the Gorilladin. I have seen the amazing things that a Gorilladin is capable of, and my awesome. Brain still says one mob, no adds. One comes up, you put down a trap, and you know, one mob.
Yeah, you know what? It's easier when you. I think that the mentality comes if you have an AoE character. Like I had my first character that I played for like 2.5 years was my mage. So you know, I have the idea that I prefer to AoE if I can. Like I like AoEing. It's just that before my hunter really couldn't do it. That I mean, mm-hmm. I could do it, but it just took a lot of time to set up because I had to grab multiple things or whatever.
And you've got to, you know, micromanage your pet's aggro with growling on the different mobs.
Exactly, like switching targets and everything like that. And the Gorilladin, I really don't have to worry about it. You know, the multi-shot, do a misdirect and start falling and it's good to go. So I am a very happy woman right now when it comes to my hunter.
I really believe that all of the tenacity, the tanky hunter pets should have that extra threat attached to their special ability. Because the fact that the gorilla is the only one that has the extra threat attached makes me very sad.
Sorry.
Because I don't really like the gorillas. They scratch their butts.
You don't have to look.
This is not dignified.
But come on. They have all kinds of fur, you know? They have, like, you never know what's in there. You know, they have fleas running around. it's like, come on, you know? Give them a break.
No. Mm-hmm. I totally flee my pets, all right?
You flee your pets.
Every month I pin them down and put the powder on them.
Oh.
They're all like, you know, rolling around trying to get away. Nope. No fleas on my pets.
Okay, back to the to the healer.
All right, we're talking about priests.
Yeah,
aren't we?
Well, she's still your main, right?
Yes, absolutely. And nothing will ever take her place. I absolutely love healing on her in a group.
Okay, in a group.
Soloing, not so much.
We've established that. So now that you've been playing your priest basically through Vanilla WoW, through Burning Crusades, and now you're in Lich, right? And so has the changes in the next, in the latest incarnation of the game, has that made healing more or less enjoyable for you overall?
Honestly, I'm going to go with more, definitely, because, like I said, three maining instances really honed my healing down and drove home the need to be mana, as mana efficient as possible, because in our initial group, I was the only mana user, so there was no stopping to drink after fights, because I was the only one stopping and drinking, and boy, that was embarrassing. And so it actually
Excuse
got to the
me,
point
where...
I have
where... a drinking problem. I need a few minutes.
And so you know, like, stopping to drink or using a mana potion became a sign of weakness. And so we would just, you know, bowl through and we'd keep going. And so, you know, with the warrior tank especially, you wanted to keep that rage up, and that used to be an issue. And so a lot of the changes that have been implemented have either boosted mana efficiency, which makes me very happy, or are enforcing some of the rules that I've always forced on myself. You know, only use as much mana as you need. Don't chug potions. You don't get endless mana. There's the static replenishment buff so that, you know, you don't get giant chunks of mana back. You just get a base amount of mana that comes back. And even more toys to play with as a healer. I mean, that's what I've always loved about the priest, is all of the different toys that we got. We get so many heals. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, though, that since Lich came out and there was downranking removed, that you're forced to pay attention to your other heals and actually use them.
And I'm gonna confess something here.
What?
I never downranked. I never downranked.
Well, it's okay. I did.
So the downranking thing totally did not affect me at all.
Yeah, well, it totally blew my rotation. But that's okay, because flash heal with the glyph and everything ends up being just as almost as if mana efficient as if it had been a greater heal one or two, so it's fine.
I do have the flash heal glyph. I still almost never flash heal.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I use it all the time. Because, I mean, the greater heal is so expensive.
I sometimes want to be like a fly on the wall and watch other priests heal, because they all talk about how they use flash heal all the time. I'm like, when? Why would you use flash heal?
Yeah, I use it all the time. Because Well, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what situations that other priests are getting into that, you know, it becomes like a need to spam flash heal.
No, it's not a need to spam flash heal, but it's a top-off heal. I mean, I don't need to use a greater heal if they're only losing, like, 3,000 health. My flash...
I usually give people a hot in that situation.
Well, it depends, because, like, if the tank is getting consistent, you know, 3,000 damage, or I know that there's like an AoE, there's something that's happening that's consistently hitting them for that amount, then I can either keep them up with a renew, or I can spam a flash, and then that helps proc the Surge of Light, which gives me a free flash.
True. So. And I actually, since the Surge of Light thing, I did use flash heal every time I saw those sparkles at my feet. I was like, ooh, somebody lose some health.
Yeah, exactly. You're like waiting, like the little sparklies, and I'm like, crap, nobody's taking damage, and you're actually looking for somebody.
I actually have told the warlock over vent, quick, bite yourself. You know, I got a free heal.
You know, that's the thing. Like, we don't have anybody that can self-inflict damage. No masochistic, sadistic warlocks in our group. So, we don't. But then, yeah, that would be a perfect opportunity. I'm, like, looking for people to get hit so I can I can use it.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's cool. Everybody has their own healing style. I use it all the time now. That's my main heal. My down rank one. The greater heal one that used to be my top off heal, that's what I'm using flash now for.
Nice. Yeah.
So then it's become more enjoyable for you. Now, how are you feeling, like, content wise? I mean, I know there's more AoE damage overall. You've been doing a lot of heroics. You started doing raids, right? What are you guys doing now?
Yep. We've actually cleared all of the 10-man content with the exception of Sarth plus 3. We've done Sarth plus 1. We just haven't done 2 or 3 yet. So I've actually seen everything that you can see. I may not have, like, completed what everyone would consider absolute 100% done, but I've seen it all.
All right, cool. So then how do you feel the content's been in terms of difficulty and in terms of, like, healing-wise and stuff like that?
It's been a lot more fun, which generally indicates it's more difficult. There's a lot more AoE damage, like you said, so you can't just, you know, focus on the tank and say, DPSers, learn how to bandage. I've actually heard this before as a suggestion in a raid. All the DPSers just go off to the side and bandage. And I'm like, really? We have 5 healers. I think we can spare a couple. But there's a lot of AoE damage, but there's also a lot of movement fights. And I think that's really the kicker. Because mm-hmm. movement fights are so frustrating until you get the fight down. And so, you know, there's a whole lot of fights where, you know, everybody's got to be, you know, don't stand in this. Okay, here's phase 1, here's phase 2. And, you know, don't step in this and make sure you're doing this during this part. And I really think that those sorts of fights, the average healer, and heck, every healer, is really going to have to adjust. Step it up a notch in order to get through.
Yeah, I just did, today, before we got on, I did Sanctum for the first time. And we were finishing up a raid that the guild had started on Tuesday. And so, they're like explaining to me about the waves. I'm like,
yeah, explaining to you about the waves does nothing. You have to experience.
I was like, oh, okay. And then I saw it and I was like, oh, okay, this isn't too bad. Then it was like a rhythm. But yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, what I've noticed in Lich and I noticed, with the content that I've seen so far is that, like you said, everything's movement. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of situational awareness that you need to have, with these fights. Especially, like, remember, I think we were talking about the other day, Pinnacle. With the dragon or whatever. And then.
In the spears, yep.
Yeah. You know, like, there's so many things going on in that fight. When you first do it, you're like, what is going on here? And.
Yes.
And as a healer, you have not only yourself to worry about, but the tank, and then you have the DPS who are as clueless as you are, and who are staying in the fire, in the flame breath or whatever, the frost breath, and then you have these mobs coming at you, then you have to take the harpoons and shoot this guy down, and then watch out that don't get in the way when this guy flies out of the sky, because if you're too close, you're gonna get nailed.
Yes, he tends to like to go after healer meat as soon as he lands.
Yes.
And the tank, you know, one of the great ways to pull a giant group of mobs like that is to use line of sight. So, you know, tank runs in, grabs them all, they all get pissed off, and they're like, "Ah, guy with the shield," and I'm like, yeah, guy with the shield, go for him. And so he'll run around the corner and go in that tiny little side room, out of line of sight.
Yep.
And so all of them are hitting him, and I'm like, run, run, little Draenei.
Yeah, you know, Let me give you FYI to all DPS out there, okay? And tanks. But tanks know this, because tanks like healers, and they talk to us, and we talk to them, and we love our tanks. But DPS, when you're out of my line of sight, and your health is dropping, and you don't know why a heal isn't coming, maybe you should move into the line of sight of the healer, so we can throw you a heal. Because we're a little busy. I don't know. Maybe the 5 mobs that are coming to eat our face. Could be that.
Could be, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyone who wants a heal, actually, I would highly recommend not moving out of line of sight of the healer.
Yes.
Especially since I am worried about the tank.
Yes.
And so if I'm in line of sight of the tank and I'm not in line of sight of you, I'm not moving.
That's right. I'm sorry. You will die. And then we won't res you. And you have to run.
Well, we will, but we'll take a drink first and, you know, like, paint our toenails.
And watch a movie. And then maybe we'll res you. I'm a little vindictive. I'm sorry.
Just a little bit.
Okay. So then, in Wrath overall, so you found it more enjoyable, but have you found it more difficult to heal?
I would say challenging is a better way of putting it than difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Challenging means that there is a learning curve, and once you figure it out, it's not necessarily easy, but it becomes fun. It's an enjoyable thing, you know, figuring out the puzzle and finding the solution, and figuring out what spells go best in what situations.
Mm-hmm.
Difficult would indicate that it never really gets any better. And that's not true. It really does get better, I promise. Anyone who's, like, bashing their head against any of these fights, it really, really does get better. I hated so many of the fights, and the only ones that I still hate are Oculus.
Oh, yeah.
But
you know why that one's such a pain? Because
I spent 80 levels learning how to heal as a priest. I don't want to really learn how to do it on the back of a dragon.
That's right. Because it totally takes you out of your ability to
your comfort
to play
zone.
Your comfort zone takes you out. I mean, completely disregards with the fact of what you're comfortable with, you know? And it takes you completely out of the fact that, you know, you can't spam a greater heal on somebody or do something when the tank's about to die. Instead, you have to hit these buttons to try and hope that you don't kill yourself before the heal goes off or something. God.
I will say that just like all of the other fights, once you figure it out, it's much, much, much easier. My problem with it is the amount of wipes that we had while we tried to figure out what was going on. Because while we were trying to figure out what was going on, we were also trying to get all of those heroic achievements. And yeah, there are way too many heroic achievements for Oculus. I'm just saying. Blizzard, listen, no more. Drop some of them, all right? That experienced Drake Rider thing? Yeah, you don't need that.
Okay, so then a little birdie told me, a little rabbit told me, that you just recently went disc.
I did. I did. I actually went disc yesterday.
When did you go? The other day, right?
Yeah. I think it was yesterday.
Oh, okay. Okay. So full 24 hours as disc right now.
Yep. So fresh news.
So how... Now, you've been disc before, like, in the BC content and all that stuff, right?
Well, see, and saying you've been disc before Wrath of Lich King really doesn't say anything at all. Because true. I was a disc holy hybrid, but I was heavier in disc so that I always had the improved Divine Spirit buff.
Right.
So I never had Circle of Healing, for example, which everyone was very much in love with. So in that respect, I was a disc priest, but in every other respect, you know, all of my talent points were in the holy tree, except for the ones that needed to get down to the buff. So I really was just a holy priest that didn't have Circle of Healing and had an extra buff.
All right. So then how is, now you're a full disc, you went down all the way to Penance, right?
I am. I dove right in.
Yeah. So now how are the waters?
I like it.
Okay, that's fine.
I do. No, I like it a lot.
Don't have to sound...
We had so.
She sounds so.
I do.
I should I say it? Should I say that I like it? Am I allowed?
Well, I feel as though I am betraying some portion of myself because I loved Holy too. Don't get me wrong. I really, really do love Holy, and Holy is comfortable, and Holy is something I'm used to. I'm used to the tank takes X amount of damage. These are the spells I use. It's very comfortable. It's like one of those chairs. You know, you get the lazy boys in your living room that have been there for like 10 years, and you sit in, and it's like they hug you. They welcome you back. Yeah. Holy is that for me. Uh-huh. Disc is a lot different. Disc is a completely different mental mindset when it comes to healing. And so you really can't just, you know, swap back and forth and say, oh, well, you know, they're both healing specs. Because Holy is very much reactive. You know, they take damage and then you heal the damage. It makes sense.
Right.
Disc, you put a bubble up and hope they don't take damage. And that's very proactive. It's a little bit more druid-like in the respect that you are trying to expect damage to come in. But unlike druids are still healing the damage. What you're trying to do is just keep them from taking the damage to begin with.
Right, you're mitigating it, yeah.
Yep.
So,
and,
go ahead, sorry.
It's taking a lot. Like, I have a completely different gear set that I'm going to need. Mm-hmm. I had this gorgeous, beautiful, shiny, purple, epic set for Holy, and I got to replace almost every other piece in order to get my disc set up so that I have the right specs for disc.
Right, so then what are those different specs between disc and Holy?
Let's see. Holy is very, very spirit intensive still, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. That you still just get so much back from spirit. There's no reason not to go for it. But disc gets, and this is honestly one of the things that pisses me off, is that what is the best spirit buff in the game for the priest? You get the improved divine spirit, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that's something we have access to. But you can't get that buff if you go all the way down the holy tree. But the holy tree actually benefits more from the disc, or from the spirit buff, than the disc tree does. So the synergy there makes absolutely no sense. If you're a disc priest, you have this awesome spirit buff, which doesn't help you as much as the holy priest, who can't get the buff.
Right.
So, spirit is much less useful for disc. It is not something that you don't want. It's not something that's bad. It still gives you quite a bit of mana regen. You know, you still get, the inner focus and some of the other talents. But, you want to go a lot more crit. Mm-hmm. You want to focus a lot more on spell power. You want, let's see, crit and spell power, whereas over in the Holy Tree, you wanted the spell... Still want spell power in the Holy Tree. You want spirit in the Holy Tree. Mm-hmm. Crit's useful in the Holy Tree, but it's not awesome. Haste is useful for both of them. Mm-hmm. And really, the crit and the int on disc is much, much more heavily weighted than it is in Holy, and I think that's the biggest difference as far as gear goes.
Right.
And so all of my holy gear is very, very spirit-weighted. And so a lot of the pieces there could trade out a bunch of those spirit points for crit, for example, and be much better.
Okay. So then how are you feeling like I know you pride yourself on your mana regen and all that stuff. So
yes, I do.
There's like a personal code there. So how are you feeling now while you're trying to proactively mitigate damage and using your spells for that? And so how is the are you going ohm faster, or do you find it easier, or how's that transition going?
I was actually very afraid of this because I am so focused on my mana regen. I do not want to be that person that, you know, who's constantly running out of mana, that's constantly chugging mana pots. I never want to turn into that healer. And so I was very nervous because everything that I read on disc said, you know, you're basically constantly casting. You don't get that 5-second rule dance that I loved so much as holy. And so I was very afraid that I was going to run out of mana. And I'm going to be completely honest with you, I almost never cast as disc. I put that bubble up and I have yet to even hit half mana on any fights, and I have run several heroics as her, and I've also we 5-manned the PvP boss,
mm-hmm.
Wow. the one that's the actually 10-man raid. Yeah, it took us a little while. We had to get used to it, but yeah, we 5-manned the boss, and I did it as disc, and I still did not even run to half mana. So I'm gonna go ahead and say that don't worry about your mana regen if you're wanting to go disc.
Oh, cool. Well, that's very cool to know. To know. Let me see if I can remember the English language while I'm...
We can start speaking Japanese.
Konnichiwa. All right, so... All right, so this was something else that I wanted to ask you. Now, unlike DPS, because you know what? My guildies, I love my guildies, but they're driving me crazy with their... with their damage meters, because, uh-huh. Like, now everybody's trying to... Before, I mean, the thing is, at the end of BC, everybody was very comfortable in their purples, and everybody had a certain, you know, we were out DPSing basically everything, you know? But now everybody's trying mm-hmm. to, like, the DPS race, everybody's trying to level up, and we have a younger crowd right now, so the younger crowd tends to like numbers, and,
Yes.
So,
yes.
They're, like, showing off all these damage meters, and it's very cool to see that people are hitting 1,800, 2,000, or whatever, but, like, for healers, we don't really get that, because, I mean, the heal per second is interesting, but it really doesn't say anything. It just says that we're throwing off heals that are hitting for that much, and all we have is the alive or dead test, you know?
Yes.
And there's nothing in between.
I could not agree more, because you're right, with DPSers, you know, it just, how are you doing? Well, look at the DPS meters. Are you, you know, if I do this instead of that, if I use this spell or this ability instead of this one, let me watch the DPS meters and see how that affects me. Oh, okay, well, that one did better, you know, and now there's even the target dummy, so you can go practice that outside of instances. But for a healer, the meters measure healing done and overheal. Well, that doesn't tell you anything. I mean, anyone who has played multiple healers will tell you that those healing meters mean different things depending upon what class you are and what spec you are. Mm-hmm. So for some classes, you'd expect overheal. Mm-hmm. And for some classes and some specs, you'd expect a lot lower healing done. For example, the Disc Priest. The Disc Priest is going to look awful on every healing meter you ever run, because our whole purpose is they don't take the damage, so they don't need me to heal it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing to show damage mitigated on any of the healing meters. And especially in raids, the healing meters are extremely destructive. I mean, they're really, really useful in the hands of a raid leader who knows what they're looking at. But for the healers themselves, it ends up making them act like DPSers. You know, you start competing with the other healers. Oh, you know, so-and-so has got this really fast heal, so I'm going to, you know, spam flash heal instead of, you know, doing whatever it is I'm supposed to be doing. Because if I get a flash heal, it'll get off sooner so that I'll show up on the healing meters and look better. You've got people, you know, fighting to see who gets to heal a person up after they get rezzed, because that shows up on the healing meters as a lot of healing done, you know? I am serious. I have seen these tactics. I have seen people who, like, sneak in a heal as soon as somebody pops up from being rezzed, and it's like, really? Healing should be synergistic. All of the healers in a raid should work together. It's a group effort. And those healing meters totally destroy that, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think there should be another way. I know that they're looking into, like, a Ghostcrawler and stuff has been talking about that they want to revamp healing, the healing in general, in the game. And I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do, I'm a little scared.
That honestly scares me too, because I don't know about you guys, but I like healing the way that it is. That's why I'm playing a healer, because I actually do enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid that if they revamp it, how are they going to revamp it? Because right now, we have to pay attention to so much.
Oh, geez.
I talked to all of the other people in my raid. They have no idea who's taking damage and who's not. And so I need to be looking at all of my health bars. And I also need to be looking at, you know, what's going on around me, because I might have to, I don't know, dodge a wall of lava. And so I have to be watching so much that's going on around me. I have to look at cast bars from the enemy, because if, you know, a certain type of flame breath is happening, then I might need to, you know, have extra heals coming in on my tank or something. And so I'm already all over the place paying attention to so much. What are they going to add? Can I handle it? I don't know.
Yeah.
And so I'm really afraid every time they mention revamping healing so it's less, you know, whack-a-mole, and I'm like, well, what else you got?
Yeah, you know, I'm interested in seeing what they want to do, you know, like what they want to bring to it. But at the same time, I'm a little scared.
Yeah, I'm a little hesitant every time it's brought up, because, yeah, I actually do like healing, and I know a lot of healers are forced into the role, and I feel really bad for them. But I don't understand it, because I really, really enjoy healing.
Yeah, same. So. Yeah.
And there was actually a series of posts on this, and some other blogs joined in. And if you look at the responses on those, and I'll give you some links to it, it's the things that people mentioned as to what makes a good healer, you can't really measure. You know, they said things like selflessness and adaptability, and you can't measure that. That's not something that shows up on a meter, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, Vonya was like 3% more adaptive on this fight. There's no bar graph to cover that.
Yeah.
And there's actually Priestly Endeavors, which I believe is a defunct blog at this point.
Well, I think Kurt was blogging with Warhammer for a little bit. I haven't checked it recently, so I don't know if he stopped or not. But he did stop writing WoW. About WoW,
yes.
And he has a great site, so if you guys want some great Priestly stuff, you go over there too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And the posts that he did were really, really fabulous. And he has the best post that I have ever seen on measuring healer performance. And this was back in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
So I would actually love it if, you know, the current blogosphere, with all of the bloggers that we have and all of the intelligence that we have going around, if people were to actually look at this problem, because it is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that healers have no way to measure their performance aside from, like you said, you know, did everyone die? No. Guess I did a good job.
Yeah, and you know, it's just like, it's not for the pun, okay? It's not for their ego's sake, okay? It's not for just simply to say, oh, I'm a good healer, and let me just, my E-preen is rising exponentially. but, you know, the same way that people try to hone themselves and become better.
Exactly.
It's hard to do that when you really don't have a measure outside of being inside a situation. I mean, outside of being in an instance or a raid or whatever. You can't go to the target dummy and keep healing. What are you going to do? I mean, a lot of it's reactive. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yep. And they don't have any situations where mobs come at you and you're looking at, you know, three or four different people that need heals in certain situations.
Right.
There's nothing like that for us. There's no practice. There's no, I know that I can do better and I want to do better. How do I learn?
Exactly.
And right now, the only thing we've got is, you know, blog posts and elitist jerks and things like that. And there's so much that you have to filter out, and so much that it's applied to on a case-by-case basis, that it's really, really hard to get the information and apply it so that you can become a better healer.
Yeah, yeah. It really... I know for myself, I've only been a healer now since March, so a little bit less than a year. And I'm still very much learning. Like, I know that I think I'm okay. I don't think I'm great, but it takes, like, I'm still hungry to get better, you know, to improve myself, to get better mana, regen, to be able to understand, like, what spells really affect what or whatever. And it's hard to do that when you're busy trying to stay alive.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you the best bit of advice I can possibly give you, and this is for anyone listening. If you would like to learn how to be better at your class, start a blog where you say, I know about this class. Because then you start writing posts and you're like, crap, I don't really know that. And so you actually have to do the research so that when you make the post, you sound like you know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
but
I have learned so much from doing this blog. It's just incredible. And people like think that I know everything. And it's like, absolutely do after I do the hours of research so that I don't sound like a moron when I make my post.
Well, we thank you for it because, yeah, because I'm, you know, the thing is that I already have my blog and my blog's not necessarily hunter centric, but it's, you know, it does have a gun on it. and a pet.
Well, there you go.
So the thing is that, you know, I'm not going to start writing as a priest right now because you guys, there's so many good of you. There's so many good priest blogs out there that what am I going to really, you know, I'm a nub.
Rehash so, the old you know, stuff, man.
No, I'm not.
My most popular post is my post on aggro and what aggro is. And I likened it to playing hot potato. And I still get emails from people saying, oh, that post made so much sense. I totally didn't understand it before I read that. And I'm like, that is one of my most basic posts. You know, this isn't theory craft. This is, you know, one of the basic things about playing this game. And so, in my opinion, anyone can start a blog.
Oh,
and
yeah,
as
yeah.
long as you reach one person who didn't know something that you're willing to tell them, then you did an awesome thing.
Yes, yes. I totally agree, and I'll keep reading your blog. So I can keep learning.
And I'll keep reading yours. The adventures of Pookie must continue.
The adventures of Pookie will continue. Don't worry. Pookie Pookie's resting in the stable right now, but he will be out and about shortly.
He getting fat and happy and lazy.
Yeah, yeah. He's a smart one, you know. He's letting Chewy do all the work, and then he's going to come out at, when I'm 80, and he'll just zing up to 75 without an issue, you know? He's not stupid. He's just...
You're going to, like, tell him, attack that, and he's going to look at you and be like, no.
Yeah, it's like, excuse me? I just got my spikes done. I don't think so.
Yes.
Okay, so what is your favorite addition that they've... to the healing... to the priest in census.
Absolutely. The fact that they made Disc be not just a viable spec, but like a real spec. You can spec Disc and you can heal Rage. You can spec Disc and you can solo. The fact that they made that tree rise from being a joke tree to go past a certain point in unless you were PvPing, and they made it something that was actually taken seriously. I love that.
Cool. So what do you dislike the most?
I'm going to be honest with you. The stuff that I dislike the most isn't really new. It's sort of BC stuff.
Mm.
I really hate that the touchstone holy spells are Lightwell and Circle of Healing. I do.
Yeah,
the fact that if I pop out a Lightwell, you know, people... if I pop out a Lightwell, people know, oh, she must be specced into holy, and this is one of her holy spells, and it's a piece of crap. It just seems so sad to me. It shouldn't be a joke spell, and they buffed it. The thing is they buffed it, and it is a very, very good spell. It's very mana efficient. It does a lot of healing. It's very smart. And I have a smart group, and my smart group has used this smart spell, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's still extremely situational.
Yeah.
And in those situations, holy cow, I'm so glad I've got it. But in every other situation, I'm like, why do I even have this button?
Yeah, and it's a point lost. And... Yeah.
Yep. And Circle of Healing, I know they're adding the 6-second cooldown on it as part of the nerf of it. I personally think 6 seconds is pretty excessive. I mean, what they're trying to do is keep people from spamming it, and that's fabulous, but 6 seconds is considerably more than keeping people from spamming it.
Yeah.
Anything more than 1.5 seconds is keeping people from spamming it.
Absolutely. I don't see why it has to be 6 seconds. It's, I mean...
I will totally agree with anyone who says that 6-second cooldown is a stupid way to go about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an easy way to go about it, and it accomplishes what they're trying to do, but I don't think that it's a very good way to go about it. And it's kind of funny, Maticus had a post today on World of Maticus about Circle of Healing spam, and he had some great, creative, and useful solutions that are so much better than the 6-second cooldown. It's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like... Every time that you cast Circle of Healing within a certain time period, like if you cast a second one within, you know, say 6 seconds of the first one, you get a debuff. And so it actually does less healing. Or it heals one less person.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time you cast it, if it's glyphed, it hits 6 people. Second time you cast it, it hits 5 people. Next time you cast it, it hits 4 people. And the buff drops off after, you know, say 20 seconds or something. Or the debuff, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And that keeps you from spamming it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because you get diminishing returns on it. But in a situation where you absolutely need super fast AoE heals, you've got it,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so I'm like, oh, that, His genius is fabulous. That's why he's Medicus.
That's right. That's right. That's why he's Matt. And we wish Blizzard would listen.
Yes, yes, we do.
Yeah. I'm still crying over my symbol of hope, but that's okay. I'll keep crying.
Yeah, symbol of hope. I buried it in the back, and I put a little headstone, and every week I go out and put a flower on its grave.
Oh my god, everybody's going to be so... Everybody's going to start writing me and say, would you stop QQing over the same stuff?
I am going to QQ until it gets changed.
Yeah.
I hereby resolve to QQ.
Okay. Yay! I'm not the only one. Okay, anyway. Alright, so, hey, Bree will QQ no more. Alright, we move on. So, you have several alts. I know you have your hunter and you have a chamois and all that. So, which ones will be seeing 80?
Well, like I said, I've played every class up to, you know, about level 30, which is a fairly good indicator of, you know, what the different spells do and what, you know, how you play the class, sort of. I'm one of those people that I'll go to a restaurant and I'll order, like, you know, this time, and then the next time I'll order a different thing, and then the next time I'll order a different thing. Mm-hmm. And I'd sample, like, everything on the menu that looks fabulous. In certain menus, this takes a very long time. And as soon as I get done, I will order the same thing over and over again.
Uh-huh.
I will, absolutely. And that's kind of how I am with WoW. I sampled all the glasses. I was like, you know, that's nice, that's nice. Ooh, oh, that's very nice. And so my priest and my hunter, who are my absolute beloved classes, will make it all the way to 80.
Mm-hmm.
I will make a death knight. I am the only person I know who has not yet rolled a death knight. I have not seen any of the death knight starter stuff, and I am very, very much looking forward to it.
Oh, it's great.
I have heard such fabulous things about everything, from the lore, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. But honestly, right now, I don't have time.
Uh-huh.
My hunter is still only level, I think she dinged level 73 last night.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, so she's going really slow. But, you know, I'm trying to experience all of the quests. I'm trying to, you know, get her cooking and her fishing up. And anyone who is doing cooking can commiserate with that, because the cooking is just ridiculous.
Yes.
But, so I'm taking my time. And really, at this point, those are the only ones that I have any plans to make to 80 at all.
Cool. Very cool.
We tend to re-roll every year, so I'm making another set of tunes that I start blogging about healing as a druid or something.
Yeah, I'm debating. My hunter is level 73 right now, leveling her, but I'm debating what to level after her, because I'm not going to level my mage. I don't think I'm going to level Belle Dandy for a while, but I'm debating whether or not to level Pally or to level the Death Knight. I don't know. I think I want, you know, now I have a healer, and I don't know if I want a class that can be a tank and a DPS if I want it, or be a tank and a DPS or a healer if I want. So I'm debating. I'm playing with my 40 red pally and debating what I'm going to do. So we'll see.
Well, I have seen some pretty incredible stuff with the Death Knight and AoE stuff.
Mm.
And since you say that you do a lot of the AoE stuff, I have watched my husband on his Death Knight run around and grab 11 billion mobs. And they all fall around him and crumple into pieces, and he is at full health. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. That is not fair. That is just not fair.
I have mine, and she's 70, no, 70, look at me. She's 58, and I'm enjoying...
Oh, wishful thinking.
Yeah, right? I'm like, oh, can I just, like, fast forward? but she, I'm enjoying her so far. She's in, you know, Hellfire right now. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy the little AoE ability with it. I'm still getting used to the class since it's so different, and mm-hmm. so I will be bothering Stop on many, many a time. For advice on how to effectively play this tune, because I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just whirling my face on the keyboard. And I know he has a post,
yeah.
But I have, you know, I have one screen. I don't have the luxury of having like multiple screens going where I can read stuff while I'm playing.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah. So eventually.
Yes, I tab out, and when I tab back in, I'm dead. So I try not to theorycraft while I'm playing.
That's right. Okay. So now, like most people, everybody does their New Year resolution. You are our first show of the new year, so it's very exciting. So now, as our first show of the new year, do you want to share any new goals that you may have for Ego or for yourself in WoW?
Does Don't Crash and Burn count as a goal?
Sure.
At the moment, that's That's my biggest goal, is just kind of keep going and try not to stumble and smash my head. I don't know. I suppose I just want to keep learning.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the things about Warcraft that keeps people coming back, is the fact that there is so much to learn. And no matter how much you know, there's always more to figure out. And I love that. You know, that's what this is all about. And I guess that's it. You know, just keep learning. Don't stop learning, and don't crash and burn.
Like, what's that quest in the Shozar Basin that you're supposed to take the airplane back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I crashed and burned that first time because I didn't know what I was doing. And then,
oh, nice.
Like, oh, yeah. I think I'm supposed to shoot that stuff so I don't die. Yeah.
But, I mean, I suppose if I was a really good blogger, I'd have really good blog things. Like, I could say, oh, well, you know, I'll keep up with the links on my sidebar. But I know myself. I'm so bad at the links on my sidebar. And I feel so bad about it, because there are so many excellent blogs out there that are popping up all the time, yeah. And I just stare at it and my brain shuts off.
Well, we hope, I'm not going to say hope, because I know that Eagle is going to be around for a long time, but I wish you the best for the new year, in your wild goes, and in the on Egotistical Priest. And I'm going to keep calling you Ego, even though you're Vanya now on the site. But
I answer to hey you.
To hey you. So, and I think that was our last question.
I have one for you.
Oh, no. Oh, my. This hasn't happened before.
You see how I turned the tables there? That was oh, my. Land.
Yes.
So what about you? What do you have any New Year's resolutions for Twist Another Blogcast?
Oh, jeez.
Or even for your own blog?
For my own blog, my poor blog, to write more consistently on my own blog. I've been slacking, and I feel bad for my readers, because I've been having moments where I just disappear for a week, and then I come back, and I have like three posts, and one after the other. But yeah, I'm trying to develop a little bit more of a schedule.
Yeah, Matt says that when he does his blogging, he'll like sit down and write a couple of blog posts, and then like post one at a time. I can't do that.
No, I can't.
Yeah, no, if they're up there, they need to come down.
Yeah.
I've written them. They're ready for you. They're shiny and all wrapped and pretty, and here you go.
Yeah, I'm too impatient.
Yeah. So that's why a lot of times my blog posts show up late, because I can't write them early.
Because then so you want to post them.
I know. So I write them all the day of, and sometimes that is not really the best plan.
Yeah, so, yeah, I've actually been able to, late last year, to write about two posts beforehand, and actually scheduled them to come out like the next day. But it was so foreign to me that I was like, whoa, I feel strange, little wobbly. So I don't know if that's going to stay up or whatever, but I'm going to try and be more consistent because my schedules have been kind of funky, but to write more and write a little bit more consistently. And Twist Another Blogcast is just to keep going. You know, we're going to be a year in May, which is going to be amazing.
Ooh.
I can't believe that we've actually lasted this long. So
I can believe it. You guys are entertaining.
Well, thank you. So thank you to everybody who keeps it going, because Fim and I are every once in a while, like once a month or something, we look up and we're like, I can't believe that people are actually listening to this. So we thank everybody in the blogging community, everybody who listens to us, all the bloggers and everything that support us, because this makes it worthwhile. And so, yeah, we totally plan to continue and have a great year and keep introducing and interviewing all the great bloggers out there and just keep going.
Well, I look forward to listening to them.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And with that, I say thank you profusely for coming on the show and dealing with the madness for an hour.
Thank you for inviting me.
And we will see you around.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Typical. Just as I was having fun.
This is Av stopping by from Holier Than Thou. And here come this week's Hot Topics.
I will teach you ignorant children just how little you know. Few have experienced the pain I will now inflict upon you.
So our Hot Topics, hot tamales
tamales
for this week. We have a couple of cool little posts here. Pike actually wrote a really nice post on how to spec your pet. Like, the different types of ways of specing your ferocity, tenacity, and cunning pet. And, you know, I think for... It's something that people are still getting... they're adjusting to, this whole concept that your pet has talent trees as well. And how to maximize that, you know, while you're trying to maximize yourself as a character.
Yep.
So, that post was actually really cool because she goes down and breaks it down and tries to illustrate why she's choosing certain talents over others.
Yeah, and she even put in, you know, here's what you pick or what is good, you know, if you don't have that BM 51-point talent, and here's what's good if you do, you know, and right. How much easier it is actually kind of if you do have those extra points to, you know, that basically from what I've noticed is if you have those extra points, you don't really have to think that much about what you pick because everything that is good, you'll pick, you know, you have right. the chance to take. You just right. ignore the stuff that's not useful for that type of pet. Like for the ferocity pets, you don't pick the extra stamina and armor, or at least not the armor, et cetera, et cetera. You pick the ones that are going to do damage. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So I really enjoyed that. It's something that I'm going to be, since I haven't been focusing on Bree as much as I used to, so I need that kind of post to help me figure out how to maximize my pets. You know, you sort of go by, oh, this looks nice, and then you press it and see if it works.
It feels good.
Yeah, you know, it's like that's, it's hard sometimes because you see all these things and you're trying in your head to, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. You're trying to figure out how everything works together and then how is that going to be affected by this and that. So it's nice to have an idea, like somebody with more patience than I do to have it out there so you can look it over. Yeah. And so then I suggest you all go look at, if you're a hunter and you have a pet, go look.
Yeah, definitely.
If you don't have a pet, why are you a hunter?
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll move on. So, Oryk from Slash Hug, our little Oryk, who I missed because I haven't talked to him in BA chat for a while.
Yes.
He actually, well, he has a great type, but he was wondering, where did all the ferals go? And I wonder as well.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a dramatic decrease in feral druids.
Have there been an increase in boomkin druids or just druids going away?
Either druids switching to another tune or druids going... we don't actually have a boomkin in our guild right now. We have a lot of... we have a few resto. They've gone resto.
That's why you have so many heals.
Yeah, no, really. Okay, jeez. We have one... We have some that have gone resto. We've had a few that have switched tunes completely. And I think we have currently, right now, one feral tank who is still a tank. The other one, no, that's not true. We have two, technically. But the other one is just finished leveling his priest to 80, so he's healing on the priest. So he's doing that and not really tanking. And so there's... I've seen a major decrease, and I've also noticed, like, I don't know, I haven't seen them in Nax or in the raids yet. I've only seen them in heroics, because that's what we're basically doing right now. We're doing heroics to get some gear and everything like that. And then we've done a few raids, like next week we're going to go into Nax again. But our tanks are warriors right now, warriors, death knights, and that's it. We don't have any pallies. There's one or two feral druids right now. That's it. So that's where our tanks are. And, it just, I noticed that they've disappeared. Like, and they, I don't know what's up with the way that they handle the damage now or whatever, but they were just very funky when I was healing them early on. I don't know if it was just the gear stuff or whatever, but it was not like I remembered the feral druids from before. You know, feral druids were one of my favorite types of tanks to heal, yep, because it was so great keeping them up because they had all this stuff to help, but after Lich, I've had issues with keeping them up, but I think it's also gear based and the stamina based because a lot of that mitigation that they don't have for spell power and stuff like that doesn't exist for them, so it's yep. It's just funky. It's just been funky, and I missed them. I want my bears back. Where are my bears?
They're so cuddly.
I love my bears.
Yeah, we have...
I really do.
Yeah, our guild leader is a feral a druid, or has been. And then, you know, basically he got hit at 80, and we already had, like, 4 or 5 warriors, prot warriors, that were already up there and already tanking and already geared. So he was doing a little bit of cat form for a little while. I don't know if he switched around to anything else, and I think he's going to go back to doing tanking because that's what he likes the best. Just as a question of, you know, getting him in. The one of the other bear tanks we had, I just did a run with earlier today, and he's a moonkin now. Mm-hmm. And he said he's not going back to feral. He doesn't want to do that anymore. He didn't like it. He was like hitting 3 buttons over and over again or something. I don't know. You know, if that's what he wants, hey. And we have enough tanks, so if he doesn't want to tank, he doesn't want to tank.
It's just sad.
I miss
my bears, man. Yeah. I miss my bears.
Yep. Well, if you...
I was so... Sorry,
go ahead. Tell him, too bad. Go bear.
No, yeah. I mean, that's the one thing. Yeah, I don't like actually imposing someone's back on them or whatever. We try not to do that. But I'm going to be honest. I feel kind of sad because especially, like, one of them, Tenemus, one of our bear tanks, he's still technically a bear tank even though he leveled the priest. But the other one, Shiatra, one of my favorite bears of all time, right? My favorite bear. He decided to go resto, and now he's staying resto. I'm like,
I don't know. I would say that, wait.
I miss you.
You never know. They may come back.
Yeah, I know. So. I know. He switches all the time, but it's just, I miss him as a bear tank, you know?
Yeah.
You develop a trust with somebody. You develop a sense of, like, security with them because you know that they really know their class, and you get used to
which of
the
3 buttons to push.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they know how to save your butt if you get in trouble. And on top of that, they look cute. I mean, they're so cute. You just want to hug them.
Yes.
You know, to bears out there, there's love out for you. Don't hide. Don't hide.
Well, you know where else I think we're going to see them is once we get dual specs. I think you'll probably see more balance / feral and feral / resto. You know, there'll probably be... like one of each of the 3 combinations.
Right.
You know, the people will be doing that. You know, especially if someone has been a bear tank, I think that will be one of their specs. You know, that's because they know that. They know how to do it. So therefore, they'll make that one of their specs so that if necessary, they can do it. It'd be kind of cool to have, you know, okay, you can be a bear or you can be a tree. You know, you can heal or you can tank. Those 2 are needed in all dungeons, you know, and they'd be real easy to get into them.
Okay. Well, I'll hold out hope.
It'll be okay. It'll be okay. Virtual hug.
Oh, thank you.
/ hug.
I'm talking about bears that are no longer bears.
Yes. The big not a bear but blogger.
He's always going to be bear to me. He can roll a gnome for all
big,
I care, and he's still going to be bear.
He's the big I have a bear pet. Butt blogger. I look at a big bear butt blogger. He had a good post about professions, kind of rambling post. Yeah. A couple of them actually in a row. Rambled on for a while, but it was a really good post. I actually followed up after reading his, and I wrote a little kind of unusual post for me, which kind of gave kind of a state of my tunes professions also. Mm-hmm. Which was kind of nice to think about and write down. But his post was pretty good. It really went through, you know, hey, this is why we do professions. You know, here's some good professions for making money. Here's some cool ideas. A lot of stuff about inscription, making those new Dark Moon cards, I think. Dark Moon Fair cards. And making money off those and, you know, stuff like that. It's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. He also had some, on the secondary one, he had also, because it's 2, he had also these add-ons that I had never seen before. This route thing that you can actually like set up a route.
Yeah, I have that. I've had that for a long time.
And I've never seen that before. So I'm definitely going to be using that because as soon as Bree, I'm so desperate for her to fly. I miss my dragon.
Well, my druid to fly.
yeah, exactly. So as soon as she gets that would be awesome. I mean, I can do it now because I have been farming a lot in Howling Fjord.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to be able to map out something when I'm doing farming for real, like when I can fly.
Yeah. Yeah, I it used to be called Cartographer Routes. It was part of Cartographer, and then it was split off, and then it created Routes. And I've been using it for a long time. One of the biggest things you have to make sure you do, I think there's some tutorials online you can find, but one of the biggest things you got to make sure when you use Routes is you create your route, then you have to go back in and optimize that route. And always use background optimizing. So you go in, you create your route, you go in to find the route, and then there's like a place where you click on one of the tabs, you go to optimize, and then pick background. If you do foreground, you could like kick you out of the game because it takes so long. Cause it like just stops everything from happening while it's going on. So do background and cause when it picks like your route initially, it's like really horrible route. It's just kind of like back and forth, boom, 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 boom. It's just not really optimized. And then you go and you optimize it and then it really gives you a nice smooth route you can follow around. So.
Okay. So yeah, what does it give you? Cool. Like, do you see a line or do you like have a little arrow that says
There's a little line. No arrow. You just see a line on your mini map and on the big map. And it shows you, you can see where you are and where the things are on the map.
Very cool.
You just follow the line around from place to place.
Oh, so, excellent.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like it. It gives you the direction to go for the next. Because, you can see the little markers, but that doesn't always tell you exactly how far away it is or any of that. So
it's right, cool. Unless you mouse over it and it tell you. It's like, but then you can get an idea from that.
No, so. Yeah, it's a good add-on. Mm. I like that one. I've been using it for a long time.
Cool.
So, yeah, I have my little, mining. And the cool thing is you set up ones for each of your tunes. Each the type of thing. So like when you're, mining, you want the mining one. When you're herbing, you want the herb one. You could do multiple ones if you want, set up different with different colors for the lines. So you could mm-hmm. if you wanted a Serenite one only, you could set up just that and put it in blue lines. And then if you wanted, and additionally you wanted to have the cobalt line, you can put that and make it, I used blue already, green lines. mm-hmm. Or, if you have urban mining, you can have both of them up there and have them. You can either have one route that has all of them in it, so like you pass everything in one big line, or you can have multiple routes that tie around through all of it. So it's pretty cool. It's
very
a
cool.
good add-on.
Very cool. I'm going to download it as soon as we're done.
He's fun. So it's called Routes. Routes is the one I use, I think, is the one.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And so anyway, his read that post. It was really cool post. When it definitely was rambling, although he's not the rambling bear. That's a different blog. but it was really good. It's like my kind of post, like my kind of the, blah, 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 blah. What do I do? I don't know, kind of train of thought. But it was really kind of nifty to see the thought process of somebody else. Because I go through that same thing. Whoa, what do I want to do? How do I want to do this? One of the things I've been making money on, I think I said last time, has been selling enchanting scrolls. I've been leveling my enchanter by enchanting scrolls because that's, kind of the least wasteful way to do it. If you're just re-enchanting your own items, it's kind of a waste. So I've been creating these scrolls and they've been selling like hotcakes. I'm making between 50 and 100 plus gold for each one. And I got to make them anyway.
Nice.
I got to use it anyway. So I'm using some herbs for the inscription stuff to make the vellum, but mm-hmm. I think it more than pays for itself. If I can sell these and plus like I said, I'm increasing my enchanting along the way without it costing me an arm and a leg of wasted mats every time.
Absolutely.
Is it worth it to use up mats you could use for something else? Depending on what those mats are worth on the auction house separately, is it better to sell, the dust? Probably. But I want to get enchanting up, so.
Yeah, the mats, that illusionary, the infinite dust or whatever, is crazy expensive.
Well, I what I've been doing is, and what I always do actually have been done since I started, is I send all of my greens and BOE greens and BOE blues, if I get any and they're not worth a lot, send them to my enchanter and have him disenchant them, and then just build up stock that way, and then just hold on to it until I need to use it for something. And I got a pretty good backlog now.
Cool. Very cool.
So anyway, and that's our topics, right?
Yep. That's our topics for this week.
You know, we've had a lot of fun together. It's been really special, but I think it's time I started to see other warlocks. Just a little bit on the side now and then, maybe on Fridays and Thursdays and Saturdays, maybe Sunday. It's not you. It's not you. It's me. I just need my space. It's nobody's fault, really.
Voices from the Nether.
Dun, 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 dun. So, too much so we band. Got. An...
Red, blue,
you're
red,
trying. Blue. You're trying to make the squiggly lines go so you can
red,
get
green,
points.
Blue, red, blue, red, red, blue, red, green, blue, blue. Okay, we got mail because some listener loves us. One listener loves us. The rest of you guys just go home. No. Thank you to everybody who didn't send us mail either, I guess, for listening and not sending us mail. So we got mail from Katarina. If it does have that pronunciation, that's a nice name. It's also possibly Katharina, which is also a nice one. She, I believe, says, Dear Fim and Bree, it's probably not English because she's from Amsterdam. Hear a message from loyal listener from Amsterdam, Netherlands. Woohoo! Yay, Netherlands. I always look forward to your episodes and listen to them while playing WoW. This is just a message to give you some feedback. You sounded a bit disappointed on the air when you had no messages last week. Best wishes shiz for 2009. And Bree, sorry for your loss. Kind regards, Katharina.
Thank you very much. That was very sweet. We love the
emails.
Thank you very much.
We love comments. Yes. We love everything.
And she is from Darkspear Realm.
Yes. So go onto Darkspear Realm, make an alt, and go hug Katharina because she's awesome.
And then scare the crap out of her.
Hello, I'm a stalker.
Internet stalkers. Yes.
So anyway, say that you love her because she's awesome. But don't interrupt her. She's trying to like herb or something. Yeah. So that was great. No questions, no questions, no other comments, no voicemails. Mom, I want to hear what you guys sound like. I know it's been vacation and everything. So everybody's been away, not really able to make calls, but, that'd be cool if you could.
That's right. We're back in 2009, back people. Resolution time. Yes.
Everybody should make a resolution to call us at least once every month.
Oh, geez,
I want lots of calls, man. I want to have to sift through them and decide which ones to play. Okay, anyway. So, that's our voices from the Nether for this week. And we'll be back in a second with our concluding remarks.
This is one of the Annas from TooManyAnnas.com, and you're listening to the Twisted Nether Podcast.
They are too strong, underestimated their fortitude.
And another one bites the dust.
We're done. Bye. Oh wait, we have to say stuff. We have stuff we say every week. Needs to be said. So concluding remarks.
All right.
Here we go. We're starting. Here we go. If you have
go forth.
If you have a question, tip, blog, or post you think we should check out, let us know. You can contact us at fimless@twistednether.net or Bree@twistednether.net or just send email to both of us. info@twistednether.net. INFO.
That's right.
For those of you who don't know how to spell info. It's short for information, but don't send it to information@twistednether.net. We will not get it. You can also please use our call-in hotline, 206-203-4546. And if you call, we will play your question on the air unless it is dirty.
unless you want to, like, pick up gnomes.
We'll do that anyway. Yes, unless you're calling to pick up, yeah, calling for the gnome,
the gnome escort dating service. Hotline.
Escort service, that's it. The gnome escort service. We are not a gnome escort service.
Yeah.
That's 206-203-4646, not 4546. So get your number right. Don't call the wrong one. Gnome escorts are us.
Jeez, I'm sorry. I just have an image of a naked gnome, like, dancing.
No.
It's bad. Okay, so the website.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you where want is more lunacy, you can,
no
you can
gnome,
find this.
There'll be no naked gnomes on that website, I promise.
No naked gnomes there, but if you want to check out the rest of the site, you can go to...
Sans naked gnomes.
Just stop! I'm going to choke here. I'm going to choke.
Don't
because
choke.
Of you, because of damn gnomes. At the twistandnether.net, that's the website. And
yes.
You can also check out our forums at the blog Azeroth. And you can also check out our wiki. We got a wiki. Yes,
the wiki. Big, with lots of add-ons. Thank you, Kez. He just like plowed through that. He had a pre-New Year's resolution, he told me. He said he wanted all of the updates done before midnight, January 1st, and I think he got it done.
Yes.
So, props is awesome.
Yes, he's awesome. We're blessed and grateful.
Yes.
He goes along with our madness and he does this for us. We love him.
And we give him grief constantly, but he doesn't deserve it. So, sorry.
We should kick you.
No, we don't. We don't.
Okay. So then... the wiki, if you're interested in looking what that is, the wiki is at wiki.twistandnether.net. What that is also, for anybody who doesn't know, it's a big list of blogs. We have a bunch of other information there. We have our episodes and stuff like that. We have some other add-ons that we're going to be adding this year, hopefully. But it also has a big list of blogs for everyone and anything dealing with WoW that we can find. So if one of your blogs or one of your favorites is not there, then you can email wiki@twistandnether.net with the subject TMB Wiki, and our Wikibrarian, Kestrel the Lustrous, will add it as soon as he's able.
Yes, and we had a request from our Wikibrarian that you please look on the wiki and look for the information about how to submit a blog to the wiki. There's a kind of like form on there. Use that form, because if you do, it makes his life 100 times easier.
Yes, please.
And we want to make it easier for him. So, go to the wiki. There's a link there that says, I don't remember exactly what it says, but it says something about how do I contribute or something. Mm-hmm. And copy that into your email, fill it out.
And make him happy. I will add that to this show so everybody can see it.
Yeah. Okay. Notes will be there somewhere about how to do that. And iTunes. We are on iTunes. I think many of you listen to us through iTunes. So what would be really cool if you guys could do, as we ask you every week, is to leave us a comment. Put a comment there. Let everybody in iTunes know that you love us.
And next week, we actually have the show that was postponed on the
28th, 25th? 20 whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. The show that we had to cancel. We are going to have Kay and Flo with us from Married in Real Life. So we're so happy that they were able to reschedule with us and that they're going to be on the show. I'm really looking forward to it. So if you have any questions for them, please send them over to us so that I can ask them.
Yes. And that will be episode 30.
Yes, big 3-0. God.
Yeah, we're getting old.
30? You know what? Next episode we can get our mounts.
Oh, yes.
Yes!
We can move fast. It'll be a fast
episode. That's going to be awesome. I'm going to be so excited.
I don't know. What mount are we going to get? We can pick up.
I don't know. So long as it's not the elephant.
Yeah, well.
We'll pick. Which mount should we get? Yes, what mount should TMB get? Send us suggestions.
Yes. Yes. What?
And why?
We are exalted with all factions, so just.
And all for both both of them.
Yeah, Alliance Strider, real Chocobo, whatever, doesn't matter. Let us know.
Let us know which one you think we should get.
Yeah, do it, cool. And we'll tally them up, and that's what we're gonna get.
Yes, I love it.
That's great.
Okay, and then on that note, go find us a mount, and yes. We will see you guys next week.
We're out of here.
Woohoo! Bye, guys.
Hi, this is Sarisa from DestructiveReach.com. My succubus and I are having a devilishly good time listening to the Twisted Nether Bloodcast.
Now we're getting someplace!
And there was much clickage. the sound of click. Okay.
We are back in the new year with just as much useless information as we had in 2008. Hey, wait, Fim, are you making me say that here?
Since we had very little useless information, we promised not to increase that by any significant margin?
Screw that up.
You want to try that again?
Yeah. I screwed it up. I was like, I didn't read the whole sentence. Sorry, go ahead.
See?
Yeah.
Hey, sorry. Wait. Fim, what are you making me say here?
Yeah, what are you making me say here? Sorry, go ahead.
Hey. You can start from we are back.
You said, forget it. We screwed it up. You said by not increasing that, but yeah. So, whatever. Fine.
We promised not to increase that by any significant margin.
We're so scarred. Damn. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said it again already. Now it's you.
Yeah.
So, this is episode January blah blah blah. So we're out of practice, man. Oh. We're out of practice. Okay, I'm doing it again. Here I go. So
yeah.
Okay, so this is episode for wait a sec. I'm missing a word there. Okay. Blah.
Wow. Wait, just like total. I'm sorry. I totally crashed and burned there. I apologize.
Ow.
I'm off.
You killed
off.
The mojo.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm going to cough.
Thank you for warning
holding
me.
That in. I even turned away and coughed. Didn't
coughing's contagious. I feel like coughing. Okay. So, do you want to say what this section is?
This is the voices from the nether. Voices from the nether.
I say you clip that. That's what we play. Yeah.